This is a guided body scan meditation for the Mindfulness-Based Stress Reduction Program for Mindfulness Jacksonville. Making the time to practice this meditation is a powerful way of taking care of yourself and enhancing your health and well-being. Through practice, our attention becomes flexible and we can actively cultivate a stance of openness, welcome, and curiosity towards our own experience. In this practice, we will be focusing attention on the sensations arising in the body, moment to moment, and bringing a quality of kind welcome to whatever is present. You're invited to be with the body as much as possible, and to notice the activity of the mind as you go along, returning to body awareness when you find your focus has wandered. See if it's possible to enter into this practice with the spirit of friendliness toward yourself, opening to what's here, willing to see things as they are, letting go of the need to change anything, including the desire to achieve any particular state, even relaxation. It's important to find a place and a time to practice when you could be undisturbed, protected, recognizing this as a time to be with yourself and for yourself as fully as possible. Choose warm, loose clothing that allows for a full and unencumbered breathing. While the body scan is often practiced lying down, any posture that is comfortable for you and supportive of wakefulness is fine. As you follow along with the instructions, do your best to stay awake and alert. As we practice, we may find that there are areas of the body that we wish were different, areas that may harbor sensations that are painful or may hold emotions that are challenging. Simply by being aware of all sensations, even ones that are difficult, we can recognize and acknowledge what's here as it is right now. Since whatever is happening now is just happening, we can practice not fighting or resisting, but rather acknowledging the life that's making itself known moment by moment. Seeing clearly that things are just as they are with as much kindness and gentleness as possible is a rare gift to ourselves. Over time, as we offer this sensitive attention to our actual experience, we may find things shifting and changing through no effort of our own. Whether sensations are pleasant, unpleasant, neutral, or even if there are no detectable sensations at all, it's the quality of attention and sincerity you bring to the practice that's most important. And now, finding a comfortable position for yourself, lying down on a firm bed or a cushion on the floor if it's possible for you. Legs outstretched and uncrossed. Arms at your side, palms facing up if that's comfortable. And closing the eyes if you wish. Turning your attention to the fact that you are breathing. Sensing the in-breath or the out-breath that's happening right now, and simply being as fully present as possible to the sensations of breathing. Sensing the flow of air at the nostrils, maybe feeling the temperature of the air as it enters. Aware, perhaps, of the expansion of the ribs and fullness in the chest and belly. And then the softening or deflating of the belly and chest on the out-breath. Be with all the sensations of the breath as it comes into the body and leaves. You may wish to place your hands on the belly to increase awareness of the sensation. Simply being present to the nourishment of the air. When you notice that the mind has wandered from the sensations of breathing, with gentleness and firmness, coming back to what's actually happening right now with this breath. Is it a long breath? Or is it a short breath? Thin or full? Not needing to change anything, but just coming to know a little better exactly how things are for you right now. At any time during this practice, if sensations become too intense or emotions arise that feel too much for you, you can simply return to the breath, using it as an anchor, a trustworthy home base for your attention. And after a few moments, with the breath, when you feel ready, you can come back to whatever the guidance is at that moment and continue with the body scan. So now, if you've had the hands on the belly, returning them to your sides and shifting attention from the breath in the belly down the left leg, through the left ankle, to the left foot. And noticing the contact the foot makes with the floor, wherever that is. Sensing perhaps the hardness or softness here. Feeling the quality of this contact that the left foot is making with the floor. And now shifting to the entire bottom of the left foot, the heel, the arch, the ball of the foot. Aware of sensations along the whole sole of the foot. And perhaps of the feeling of a sock or stocking against the skin, or maybe sensations of the air along the skin. Warmth or coolness, tingling, numbness. Just present to what you can experience at the bottom of the left foot. And now moving to the underside of the toes, the big toe, the second toe, the third and fourth, and the baby toe. Moving your attention around the toes, between the toes, sensing perhaps moisture, dryness, tingling, pulsation. And coming to the tops of the toes, the toenails, the knuckles of the toes. And shifting to the whole top of the foot, aware of skin and maybe sensations deeper in the foot. And traveling to the left ankle, and with awareness circling this left ankle joint, inner ankle, outer ankle, top and back of the ankle. Your attention, like a searchlight, not tight or tense, but simply noticing and being with what is in each part of the body. And now shifting attention to the left lower leg from the ankle to the knee, the calf and shin area, noticing points of contact, pressure, fullness perhaps, muscular sensation. What's here? Now moving to the left knee, the kneecap, the sides of the knee, the area at the back of the knee where the knee folds. Possibly being aware of sensations of how the knee is angled. Sensitive to any sensations of pulling or tugging, simply welcoming what's here. And now moving up into the left front thigh, the inner part of the thigh, and the outer thigh, the back of the thigh. Perceiving what's present. Perhaps a feeling of the length and width of this area, all the way up into the hip socket. Aware of sensations deep to the bone. Maybe the way the leg bone is situated in the hip joint. And sensations at the level of the skin, where the clothing is touching the body. And now widening the focus of attention from the very top of the left hip through the thigh and knee, the lower leg and the foot down to the left toes. So holding in awareness the experience, the sensations in the entire left leg. Present to the left leg as you breathe. And now shifting your attention from the left leg and crossing the pelvis and moving awareness down through the right leg, the thigh and lower leg, the knee, the ankle, and coming to where the right foot makes contact with the floor, sensing what is here to be known, what can be felt. And exploring with awareness the entire right bottom of the foot, the sole, the heel, the arch, the ball of the foot, warmth or coolness. Even if there are no sensations at all, bringing full awareness to the bottom of the right foot. And then shifting to the bottoms of the toes, the big toe, the second and third toe, fourth, and baby toe. And then coming to the tops of the toes, exploring this area of the body with awareness, with a kind, concerted energy and focus. Coming to the top of the right foot, from the toes up to the ankle, exploring sensations here. And now moving to the right ankle, the top and the sides, the back of the ankle, this hinge joint that supports the body when standing. What's here now? And now bringing awareness from the right ankle up to the right lower leg, the shin and calf, present to where the leg is situated on the floor. Whatever contact it might be making, the brush of clothing, or the sense of fullness along the calf muscle. Then shifting now to the right knee, the kneecap, the soft fold at the back of the knee, the sides of the knee. Noticing that the right knee may be very different than the left, bringing your full present to what's here now. And coming now to the right thigh, top of the thigh from the knee all the way up to the hip joint. Inner and outer thigh, back of the thigh, sensing perhaps pressure, weight, contact with the floor. How the leg might be positioned, bone and muscle. What can be felt here in the right thigh? And now expanding awareness from the right thigh to include the entire right leg from the very top of the right hip joint through the upper leg, the knee, the lower leg, the ankle, foot down to the toes. Fully present to the experience of the right leg as you breathe. And now, shifting your attention from the right leg to the whole pelvic bowl, the front, the soft belly, and the sides where the soft belly meets the hip joints. This bony place, and then moving around to the back, the buttocks, the tailbone, pressure here perhaps, and the anal and genital regions. This lower part of the torso that holds the organs of reproduction and elimination. Perceiving what can be felt at the level of the skin and deeper in the core of the body. Perhaps sensations of movement as digestion occurs, breath, pressure, tingling, numbness. What's here for you? And knowing at any time if sensations become too intense or emotions arise that feel like they're too much, you can use the breath as an anchor, a place to come home to, returning to the area of the body and the body scan wherever we are, whenever you're ready. And just exploring the sensations in the pelvis. And now, moving to the middle area of the torso, from the hip bones to the bottom of the rib cage, the area of the navel and the waist. As you direct your attention to the back of the body, this includes the area of the low back, in the mid back, the spinal area, and the muscles of the back. Noticing perhaps any difference in sensation between the right and left sides of the spine. Being gentle if you notice areas of tension or tightness, congestion, or perhaps feelings of ease. Noticing sensations of the breath here, in the belly area, the rise and fall. This area of the torso houses the organs of purification and assimilation. There might be a perception of fullness or emptiness here. And now moving up into the upper part of the torso, the rib cage, the sternum, the breasts, the collarbones. This bony structure that protects the heart and lungs, the organs of respiration and circulation. Here also there might be sensations of the breath and possibly more subtle sensations of the heart beating. Moving your attention to the sides, the side ribs, all the way up into the armpits. Aware perhaps of temperature or moisture here, or dryness. You may notice a sense of difference or imbalance between the right and left side, or one side. One side may be feeling heavier or lighter, but just noticing. And then coming to the back, feeling the contact of the back making with the floor. Sides of the spine and the shoulder blades. And now widening the focus of your attention to include the entire torso, upper torso, the middle area of the torso, and the pelvis. Sensing the full three-dimensionality of this core of the body. And now shifting up into the shoulders, and particularly to the left shoulder area. with your attention like a searchlight, beginning to explore this whole left shoulder area, the front of the shoulder, the back, noticing any tightness or constriction, contact, tingling. What's here? And moving into the upper left arm, perceiving the arm bone as it rests in the shoulder girdle. And coming to the elbow, focusing on the inner fold of the elbow and the outer bony part of the elbow. Then moving down into the lower left arm from the elbow to the wrist, noticing the level of sensation of the skin as well as deeper in. The bone, muscle, fullness. And then coming to the left wrist, the outer part of the wrist, maybe even feeling the pulse at the wrist, the delicate skin of the wrist. And now bringing attention to the left hand, the palm, fingers, and fingertips. Is there pulsation here? Tingling, warmth, coolness, or moisture? Being present with what's here. Noticing what you can feel about the position of the fingers and the hands. Moving to the knuckles, the fingernails, and the back of the hand, the thumb. And now widening the lens of attention to include the entire left arm from the fingertips through the hand, the lower arm, the elbow, and upper arm, all the way to the shoulder area, and breathing with awareness of the left arm. And now moving from the left arm across the shoulder girdle to the right shoulder area, beginning to investigate this part of the body. The front and back of the right shoulder. Noticing how the right arm is situated in the shoulder joint. How the upper arm is positioned alongside the body. Being present to the sensations in the inner arm and outer arm. And coming to the elbow, the bony part of the back of the elbow, the sides of the elbow, and the soft inner area of the elbow that folds. And moving now into the lower right arm, the inner arm, and the outer arm. Coming to the right wrist, circling the wrist with awareness, where perhaps the sensation of air along the skin of the wrist. And then coming to the right hand, of the palm, the fingers, and the fingertips, the thumb, the back of the hand, the knuckles, and fingernails. What can be known here? What can be sensed in the right hand? And now widening the focus of attention to include the whole right arm, from the fingertips with the hand and lower arm, elbow and upper arm, all the way up to the right shoulder. Present to the entire right arm as you breathe. And now directing awareness to the area of the neck, Coming to the area at the top of the spine, this area that connects the torso with the head, the base of the skull, the back of the neck where the cervical vertebrae are, this very small area that contains delicate bones in the neck. Bringing attention to the sides of the neck, where there are very powerful muscles which support and balance the head. And the front of the neck, which holds the windpipe in the throat. What sensations are available here in the whole neck area to be felt? And now, shifting attention to the back of the neck, right along the hairline, and moving up along the back of the head. Exploring the scalp, the area of the head between the ears. If you're lying down, you might feel the pressure here at the contact the head is making with the floor or the mat. You may be aware of hair and any sensations of the hair along the neck or the head. And now coming all the way to the top of the head, and then around to the front hairline along the forehead, bringing awareness to the expanse of the forehead, the skin, aware of any muscular tension or constriction in this area, not needing to change anything, but simply noticing, possibly inviting a softening here, if that feels right. And now coming to the temples, exploring this whole area around the eyes, the outer corner of your eyes, the delicate eyelids, the eyelashes, eyebrows which protect the eyes, and sensing the eyeballs themselves as they rest in the eye sockets. Coming to the inner corners of the eyes, and moving down the bridge of the nose, the sides of the nose, feeling the width perhaps, exploring the area around the nostrils, this threshold for the breath, this breath that's nourishing the entire body. Sensing perhaps the temperature of the air as it moves in and out across the upper lip. And then moving to the sides of the nose, the cheek area, right and left cheeks, toward the ears, the jaw joints on either side, aware of all the little muscles in this area that express emotion, inviting us softening here if that feels right. And coming to the ears themselves, exploring with your attention the earlobes, the outer ear area, aware of the ear being a sense organ of hearing, receptive to sound. Then shifting to the area behind the ear, where the ears meet the head. And now moving attention from the ears down to the jaws, and from the right and left jaws underneath the chin to the chin itself. And exploring the area of the mouth and inside the mouth, the teeth, the gums. Aware perhaps of warmth, moisture or dryness. Noticing the tongue and how it's resting. The roof of the mouth. The floor of the mouth. the capacity to swallow. This whole area of the sense organ of taste, as well as the organ of expression and speech. And now expanding awareness to include the entire head and face, present to the sense organs contained here, including awareness of the head as the holder, the receptacle of the brain, and in this moment allowing the brain to rest, to just be, just like the stomach or lungs or heart, another organ in the body, resting in the head. And now expanding awareness further to include the neck in the shoulders and the right and left arms down into the hands and fingers and the entire torso, the chest and upper back, the belly and middle back, the pelvis, and moving into the legs, expanding awareness to include the right and left thighs, the knees, the lower legs, ankles, feet, and toes. Resting in awareness of the entire body, from the top of the head, through the whole length, through the limbs to the fingertips, and toes. Allowing a breath to sweep through each inhale, bringing fresh, alive energy, nourishment, sustenance. And each out breath, taking away what is no longer needed by the body. Being fully present with the breath, with yourself as you are right here. Experiencing the body in its entirety, feeling the breath inhabiting the body, animating it with oxygen, vital energy, present to your whole being, complete, just as you are. And now coming to the end of this practice, perhaps choosing to appreciate yourself for the work you've done in showing up, attending to yourself, offering care and kindness in the form of your attention, being with yourself fully, moment by moment, awake to this experience of being alive.